dating methods require presupposition.
You're trolling, right?
The last guy, I wouldn't really call it trolling. I was just demonstrating the folly of his logic. I was being instructive.
I was more of referring to like your whole platform.
No, it's not a troll.
Okay. Okay. So you believe in modern cosmology, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. The Big Bang.
The same modern cosmology that says the Earth is not flat, that says okay. The Earth orbits the sun, unlike your book. So yes, I believe what you believe. For the same reasons you believe it.
Relax. So that means you believe that billions of years ago, yes, a ball of energy, right? Yep. Radiation dominant.
You and I agree on this so far, yep.
Okay. Began to expand and cool down.
Yep, you and I both agree about that.
Fundamental particles at that point began to, because of the uncoupling of the fundamental forces of nature, weak nuclear force, strong nuclear force, began to form things like protons.
That's highly theoretical, but yeah, we both agree that that's exactly what happened. Yep.
Do you think that that process where the universe, I guess the best way to ask this is, do you think that that's an expression of an increase in complexity?
Sure.
Okay. Is that guaranteed by
the second law of thermodynamics? Yep.
Okay. Can you explain that?
I mean, I have explained this many times. Let me see if I can find this paper.
Can't you just tell us right now?
Yes, I can. It's just that I'm trying to find. There's a paper that was published about this, like in the 80s. See if I can find it.
Because the second law of thermodynamics has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, no, the guarantee of increases of entropy in systems is not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is systems being formed in the universe, which are increasing in energy and decreasing in entropy, which is amazing, because that shouldn't happen. You have
no, it's actually essentially a guarantee of the laws of thermodynamics.
This is
scientifically known.
Okay, hold on.
We talk about this every time you come up here.
Okay.
A cloud forming represents a decrease or an increase in complexity, a decrease of local
energy. A cloud is part of a larger system. I'm talking about energy.
Yeah, even if you have an entirely enclosed system, it'll do this
still. Okay. I'm talking about energy in a system isolating itself and then decreasing in entropy. That doesn't happen without a living thing.
It happens in nature literally all the time.
It never happens in nature, Planet Peterson.
I've been trying to get
you and Dr. Blitz to answer this forever, and you won't answer. You can't answer. And it's sad. It's unfair that you guys pretend to be scientists and you can't answer this one question.
We've both answered it. Like I,
you have not answered. Okay. Can you answer it right now?
Yes. For example, a cloud forming, or if you just take some molecules, I wonder if I can find the video on this.
A cloud forming is not an example of a system increasing in energy and decreasing in entropy.
Yes, it is.
We're talking about an input of energy into a system and entropy decreasing instead of increasing like it should. The only time that happens is when a living thing is involved in that process. That's a fact of our reality. It's like a pile of sticks. It's like a pile of sticks laying on the ground. If you look at that pile of sticks as a system, it's in a state of high entropy. There's no order to it. When a bird comes along, the bird introduces energy and entropy also decreases at the same time because it's a living thing. That doesn't happen without the bird.
Do you know what minerals are? Do you have a rock collection like I do?
I think that you should stop pretending to be intelligent.
Do you, that's
honestly, I think it's unfair. I think it's deceptive.
Do you know what minerals are? Do you have a rock collection? Like,
and then you're making money off of it too. I think that's really bad. You should admit to people that you don't know what you're talking about. That you sit up here and, first of all, evolution equals fact is not even a scientific statement.
Okay, Jacob, do you know what minerals are? Do you have a rock collection like I do? That's the question. Please don't change the subject.
If evolution is a science.
No, we're doing the mineral thing, Jacob.
Kick rocks, dude.
You want me to kick my rock collection? That would hurt. I would stub a toe. So anyways, like any random mineral forming. Oh, shit. I just accidentally made my TikTok app go away on my desktop. Oh, no. Oh, wait, how do I bring it back up? Chat, you can't see this, but the TikTok app like literally disappeared from my desk. Okay, there we go. There it is. I'm assuming Jacob left. Yes, he did. So I'm assuming that Jacob knew exactly what was going to happen there, which is, you know, a pyrite crystal is the spontaneous formation, I guess we could say, of localized organization. So a decrease in entropy because it's a structured thing. It has more structure and lower energy and entropy than the random assortment of the raw ingredients that form that crystal in its environment. A snowflake forming. So no, a bird doesn't do that. I was going to try to show him. There are these cool videos. I recently saw one where somebody just took a box of nails. I mean, I've got nails in my garage. I could have went and got them. And all they do is just shake them randomly, and all of the nails line up perfectly in the box. People do this with dice too, or with a giant. If you have a really big jar full of small round beads, if you shake them, you can do it with dice too. Eventually, they'll self-organize. It's just a natural consequence. And yeah, there have been papers done on this. I was going to try to flip through my second book where I talk about this and pull up a scientific paper. E. Schneider and J.K., Life as a Manifestation of the Second Law of Thermodynamics. So we can type that in. Life as a Manifestation of the Second Law of Thermodynamics. So if anybody would be so bold as to want to check this out on their own time, this is some stuff that exists. I think this was published in the 80s, maybe the 90s. No, I do not accept your cookies. No, not even the necessary ones. Oh, you can't unclick that one. Great. When was this published? 1994. So there you go. This studies have been done on this. So anyways, we'll leave it at that, I guess.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
An actual evolution from one species to another. Because the only one I can actually think of relatively would be, like, wolves and dogs.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really... I mean, that has happened over the course of human history, but it wasn't exactly recorded or even written down. But, no, I mean, Peter and Rosemary Grant saw two different species of finches hybridize and produce a brand new species. That we've seen that in the laboratory. We've taken yeast, which are single-celled, and got them to evolve into a multicellular creature. So that's a really extraordinary change. And it's kind of weird because at that point, the species is essentially artificial. And so deciding like, oh, what do we do now? Like, what do we call this? Is actually pretty weird, but you know, because we've seen it in the lab, it's extraordinarily strong supporting evidence that, yeah, that kind of thing can happen naturally.
Mm-hmm. It does seem a lot harder to occur in larger beings, though. But that's interesting how, like, species that are close enough can reproduce, and it's basically just a new thing.
Yeah, but with more complex species like us, you know, if you there are some animals like flatworms, you can cut them in half and then they'll just turn into two new organisms, or starfish will do that, right? Because they're simple. Mm-hmm. You can't do that with humans. They either die or become, you know, an amputee or whatever, right?
So, we hope someday we can.
Maybe. But with what we were talking about before, it's not really analogous to the way more complex organisms evolve. The way more complex organisms evolve is really just a consequence of microscopic changes each generation accumulating over countless generations. So it's not like, because I was talking about hybridization. We don't think that the way, I don't know what a good example would be. We don't think the way ostriches evolved was when a bird that could fly mated with, I don't know, a dodo, which couldn't fly, and then therefore that's what produced the ostrich. No, that's not what we think happened, you know? So for most other complex organisms, their change is just a consequence of, look, let's take a look at them right now, and now let's wait hundreds of thousands of years, but we'll track every single generation. Well, what we find is thousands of generations later, or maybe millions, whatever, these animals, organisms, or whatever, are not the same thing as what we started with. Just like you were once a fertilized egg, but to call you a fertilized egg today, I don't think that actually like is appropriate, right? So, yeah, a series of changes, which each step is, when you go from step one to step two, the changes are imperceptible, but the difference between step one and step 10 million, you have two completely different things on either end of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like there's like a series of kind of faster changes that, you know, we call evolution, and then there's also like a series of slower changes too, like, for example, the changes of the stomach in that lizard versus the changes in our teeth in us.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, and it's, I mean, this is even how I talk about it. It's really not appropriate or accurate to say, humans evolved this way or whatever. It's like, no, humans are the product of evolution. We don't turn into something else. Something else didn't turn into us. What happens is the process of small changes, generation after generation, accumulates into, you know, I kind of already went over that, but where the 100,000th step is something that looks completely different than the first step or the 0th step.
In a way, it almost seems like to me that humans were like an original species, if you will, separate from apes, because we do have like Neanderthals, and we can trace it back pretty far. And while we have a ridiculous amount of similarity with apes, you know, I don't think that God just went poof and there's a human, right? But I don't necessarily believe that we came from apes either.
I mean, we are apes, but like we have, I can pull it up on the screen. We do this every single live stream. We have like literally increment, it takes a second to refresh. Sorry. We have literally incremental steps of the like letter B here. That is an Australopithecus. The one next to it is a chimpanzee. Now, we don't come from chimpanzees. It's just they put them side by side to show like, yeah, they're super similar to each other. And then every single step is very incremental, but it eventually gets to us. So the evidence mm-hmm. that we are a consequence of incremental evolutionary steps is very, very well established.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do believe in evolution, though I believe in it more in like a almost a faith-based way, where it's like, you know, there's science. I believe in the science. I do actually want to kind of pivot, you know, in concerns not specifically to the Big Bang, but just the origin of the universe. Do you believe that that was done by a deity?
No. Because I don't have a reason to think that. And it's impossible to know what a universe like that would look like, because we don't know how deities do anything.
Mm-hmm. See, to me, it seems like that's just the most probabilistically likely.
Yeah, but there's no way origin, to do. There's no way to do any.
If we look at,
there's no way to do that kind of arithmetic, because we don't know what kind of universe a god would make. The only thing you can do is collect all of the data and then say, well, if God, I can pretend that God would want to have a relationship with his own creation. Therefore, a universe that has conscious creatures in it is totally in line with God. Yeah, because you said so after the fact. You know, so there is no calculation that can be done with that. So,
I mean, the only like real definitive, like, intelligent design that I see is basically like core principles of the universe, even in like game theory per se, where, you know, we do things constantly that cost us in hopes that, you know, basically we're returned via some type of karma. Hope that they'll be nice back. That's kind of a whole different thing, but specifically philosophically about the universe, you know, let's say we are living in a simulation and the creators of that simulation would be our gods of what we know, but then there would be something that would have created them. And one of the more likely, you know, ideologies, at least to me, seems to be the simulation. But then eventually there has to be a real world, and there has to be some way that was put into perspective and made, basically, in my head. So, like, we have...
Yeah, there has to be a first turtle. Look, mm-hmm. This is interesting, but I literally have to go to the doctor, so I gotta go. Sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.